Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Mitch Abidor, my guest, and to James Butt.
Off you go. I'm sorry, but it is seven. It's seven seconds. Are you still there?
And I hope you join me again next month.
Okay.
When I'll be spending an hour with a wonderful writer and a dear friend of mine,
one show
Sheila
a month,
Hattie, talking about her work.
Oh,
thanks,
brother.
A lot. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye, mate. That is an absolutely laughable work ethic. One show a month. I've been pumping out the jams day after day, Hang on. I'll do all the days. Day after day, and I've got one day left tomorrow, and you are listening to the return of the Wet Bottom Broadcaster on Residence FM. Oh no, not that one. Hang on, where's the one I want? Where is it? Oh, flippity jippity jips. Hang on a minute. Let me find the song that I'd got lined up. I was so excited. So excited that I'd got this lined up, and it turned out that I hadn't actually. So, that's what excitement can do for you. Hang on a second. Where is she? There she is. Right. And you're listening to the return of the Wet Bottom Broadcaster here on Residence. Blah, 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 yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'd annoy him that was my favourite one. So that was, will always be a theme from Sparta FC by, hang on a second. Is it The Fall? It is The Fall. You know that, Daniel. Just back yourself. You don't have to lose confidence. I quite often, I felt there the same way that I feel when you see someone who, and you know their name, but a thought just pops into your head like, but what if that isn't their name? And then you say it. That's going to be worse, isn't it, than just never saying a name around them. Just calling them buddy, champ, ding-a-ling, plonk, plonk. Before that was All My Little Words by, is it The Magnetic Fields? Hang on. Yes, it is. I can confirm that. Before that was Pablo Picasso by Jonathan. Is it Richman or Rickman? I genuinely don't know. And before that was The Rain by Missy Elliott, which I was slightly disappointed in because I wanted to play a song about the rain. And then I found, hang on, I'll see if I can find it again. It was on YouTube and I just listened to the first tiny bit and it was Missy Elliott. But it didn't sound like that. It was different. Hang on. Just hang on, everyone. I'm typing it in now. I feel a little bit queasy this morning. I had a late night tie. And, right, hang on. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly.
That's different, right? And that's what I wanted. I wanted her to say, me, I'm super fly, I'm super duper fly, and I can't stand the rain. Still, I'll say this about myself. I'll never understand music. Never will. Too busy. Building something that will last, yeah? Thank you. Finally, a bit of respect. How early do you reckon the people who present the Today programme on Radio 4 have to get up? I was talking about this with my friend last night. We were having some Thai food, and it was about, what time would it have been? About like 10:30, 11:30, and Scream 2 was on the telly, and we paused it because we were having a conversation, and I was like, oh, well, look, I'll watch until the first adverts in Scream 2, and then I'll go out. And she said, great. And then we started watching it, and Scream 2 begins, you know, and it's got a man in the car, and then quite quickly, it's like, aye, aye, there's going to be a dead, There's going to be a dead. Oi, oi, look out. Lock the doors. Open the windows. Don't open the windows. Lock them as well. Basically, lock any available, well, I don't want to say orifice when I'm talking about a door or a window, do I? No, I don't, actually, Keith. Anyway, my friend Izzy was like, uh-oh, I don't think I like this. And I was like, is it too scary? She was like, no. But I paused it, and then she said, I thought the screen was like a spoof. And I'd had exactly the same experience. When Scream first came out, I'd heard that it was meta, and it was a sort of dealing in irony, and it's very self-aware, and it was witty. And so when I went to see it with my then-girlfriend, sounds like someone's had a girlfriend at university. Uh-oh, sounds like that was 20 years ago. When I went to the cinema with my then-girlfriend to watch it, I don't know if you've seen Scream, but it begins with a dead in quite a grisly manner. And my girlfriend was like, oh, my God, this is absolutely horrible. And I was quite, I mean, I guess the word is, and this is a shame that it is the word, but it is the word, smug. I was quite smug. And I was being like, it's not real. No, it's not real. And not in the sense of, it's a film, chill out. Chillax, lady, it's just a flick. Not like that. I thought it was going to be a film within a film or something like that. And then it became clear that it was real, and I was profoundly upset. Anyway, we were talking last night about what time the people who have to do... Just dropped a pencil. Not a euphemism. What would that be a euphemism for? A very thin poo. I was wondering what time people who present the Radio 4 Today programme have to get up, because my alarm goes off at 6, and it goes off at 6 on Radio 4, and they're already there, wanging on about the news and sounding, frankly, sprightly. Which is, I guess you'd have to get up at, I mean, who knows where they live? Who knows where those news guys live? Is there a big central news chamber? Right, come on, let's play some songs. So, yesterday, I got an email from a man who recommended this. I've never listened to it, could be dog shit. If it is, oh, I'm sorry about the swearing. If it is, don't blame me, blame a man who emailed me. It's called Dig, and it's by Sisu. Yeah. Suede. That is Suede with a song about a bum loosener. Is it? Is it a song about a bum loosener? Morning. That is Animal Nitrate. And I think it is, isn't it? It's like a pun on amyl nitrate, which is a well-known bum loosener. I'm not swearing, actually, so you can't have a go at me for saying that. It's a bum loosener. It's actually a medical fact that amyl nitrate is a bum loosener. Okay? Look it up if you don't believe me. Google bum looseners and see what comes up. So that was Suede, Animal Nitrate. Oh, God. I still haven't had a coffee because that Thai curry's still riding high in the pipe, if you know what I mean. Before that was Lua by Bright Eyes, back from when I thought I liked Bright Eyes. And before that was Sisu with Dig, which I thought was all right to good. Possibly very good if I'd had a coffee. Who can tell? What was I going to say to you? What does that say? I made a little note of something I was going to. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's a shame. I remember seeing Suede on the Brits, seeing Brett Anderson hit himself with a tambourine. It was around the time he was saying he was. What did he say? A gay man in a straight man's body or something? Anyway, I mean, he was way ahead of his time in terms of gender fluidity, and he was way ahead of my time as well. absolutely blew my mind with that stuff. And it was on the Brits, and I remember thinking, what is this? What is this awful noise? Why is that man waggling his bum, looking at me, biting down his hand? Sorry, that made me think. Well, but when I said, why is that man waggling his bum, it made me think of a House Martin song called Build, which I'll play next, actually, just so you realise why it made me think of it. But then, over the years, I came to really like that song. And I wonder if your musical taste is a bit like your taste buds themselves, in that as you age, you start to think that disgusting things are delicious. Maybe that happens with music. Right, guys? Good stuff, Daniel. I mean, if you're not going to say it, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it loud in an empty studio to myself. Good stuff, Daniel. Throwback Thursday's an odd thing, isn't it? Where did that start? It's all over Spotify here, Throwback Thursday. It seems weird to have a single day of the week in which you allow yourself to remember the past. Anyway, let's have a listen to Build by the House Martins, and then you can see the bit. I think it's Build. Hang on. If it's not Build, then it's still worth listening to Build. Hang on. Oh, God, broadcasting and typing. I mean, I do sometimes think that I'm the very definition of a modern polymath. Let's have a listen to this. And I'm pretty sure it's Build. Hang on, here we go. There you go. I always wonder, like, I listen to the end of these songs on headphones, on the headphones in the studio, on the professional radio broadcasting headphones. And I can always hear them right till the end, but I do wonder if you can't, because you're bumbling through your daily lives, aren't you? You pack of blinking bumblers. Oh, where's me toast? Oh, I can't put me socks on. Oh, no, I need a special hat for Thursdays, Tracy. I know you do, Barbara. Tracy and Barbara. God, I'm an incredible improviser. You can say what you like about me ethically, but I'm an incredible improviser. So, let's do some back announcing, like they do on the Grown Up Radio. That was Short Court Style by Natalie Natalie Press. I can confirm that. Natalie Press. Before that was Sun, Drums and Soil by Fortep. Before that was Bow Down by the House Martins, which was the one that I thought of when I said, why is that man? And now I can't even remember what I was saying, why is that man? And before that, it was another House Martins song called Build. Good old bloody House Martins. So my wet bottom update, my bottom is still damp, but it is no longer wet. It is no longer wet. It is now damp. Hopefully it will be dry by 9, because I'm meeting a businessman. And we all know that when you take a business meeting, the first thing you do is you give each other's bottom a little pat with a paper towel to see if there's any moisture at all. And if there is moisture on your bottom, the deal's off. If there's no moisture on your bottom, that doesn't mean the deal's on, but it means you're through to the next stage, where you'd have various other anatomical locations. Anyway, I had quite a nice moment on my bike on the ride in this morning. Oh, by the way, maybe I should explain. My bottom's wet because it's raining in London. It's raining in London. I mean, it's not a song, is it? But it definitely should be. It's raining in London, and I thought I'd put my mud guard on. Here's an interesting thing I've noticed. It's called a mud guard, but it's not guarding mud, is it? It's guarding you from mud. Now, what other examples are there of a guard where the name is of the thing being guarded against rather than the thing being guarded? Fire guard, obviously. Oh, but not a gum shield. That's the opposite, isn't it? Huh? You see the fun we can have in the morning if you just engage, yeah? Jiminy Cricket. So I was riding along and my bum was getting nice and wet. And at some traffic lights, a man said, oh, your mudguard's not quite straight. And it wasn't quite straight. It was basically out at essentially a 90-degree angle, leaving water free to splatter up my back. And water was doing that, because it will do it if you give it a chance. That's the thing about water. You know what you're going to get. Then me and him had a nice chat about how, well, he said, your mudguard's not straight. And I said, no, it's too loose. I was too sleepy this morning to put it on properly. And then he basically told me how to take it off and how to put it on properly. And then he rode off at pace. And I couldn't decide if I wanted him to be my new friend or if, and this is awful, I wanted him to fall off his bike a bit. not a bad fall, not like so he couldn't go to work, but just so when he was in work he'd be a bit ashamed. But I don't think I did want that, actually, guys, so maybe I am one of the good ones after all. Right, now I'm going to play you a song. So what I've been doing this morning, and I should have been doing it much earlier in the run, really, is I've been looking on the website for Resident Records in Brighton, and they do that thing in the shop where they where the people who work on in the shop actually put a description of the record on the thing, and they don't cheat like they do in Rough Trade, where they just copy and paste a bit of the bloody press release. Really galling. And they don't even print the whole press release. It's just like a snippet. And so if the person writing the press release has gone a bit flowery at the top of the press release and they've not even told you about the music, you're like, this gives me nothing. This is giving me nothing, Rough Trade. I'm on a voyage of discovery. This is like when I'm on the internet and it keeps thinking I want tables because I looked at a table. Don't want tables anymore. I don't know what furniture I want. Huh? That's what I'm trying to discover, brother. Where's your mother? And then all I could think of was Lover, and I couldn't think of a way of doing that that wasn't creepy. So I'm going to play you a song, which is by, Paul de Jong. So basically, I've been looking on the Resident website and clicking on albums and reading about them, and then I've been finding them on the old Spot. And this is by Paul de Jong, and it's called... Now, this will sound like a swear word, but it isn't. You fucking sucker. It is designed to sound like a swear word, but it's spelt F-U-C-K-E-N. So it's not a swear word, because those are the rules of language that you people allow yourselves to live by. That's not a swear word. That's fine. So anyway, that's what the album's called. And it says here, the acclaimed composer and co-founder of beloved experimental collage pop duo The Books is back with a new album full of unbridled anger. Ooh, aye, aye. Unpredictable tension. No thanks. And innovative soundscapes that are sure to grab your attention. Over the course of its 14 tracks, which range in length from 15 seconds to nearly 10 minutes, which is a weird thing to say, I think, in the description of an album. These tracks are all sorts of lengths. I mean, if that's what you're after... And why wouldn't it be? He blends complex instrumental acoustic and electronic instrumentation that begin to submit to violent waves of unhinged screaming whilst also exploring... that's not good writing. Oh, no. Anyway, this song is about 2 minutes long and it's called Embowelment. And I don't know what embowelment means, really. I know what disembowelment means. So maybe embowelment means that you're popping someone's insides back in and stitching them up. So this is probably a lovely song about saving someone's life. Here we go. Well, if that didn't make you laugh when all that screaming started, I don't know what will. Oh, mama, that made me laugh so hard. Because it didn't just start, didn't it? Fair play. All right, here we go. That's Today's Not Real by the Front Bottoms. And that's a little bit of noise. Before that was M.I.A. by Emmy the Great. Before that was Jeremy Walmsley with I Believe in the Way That You Move. Before that was Future Islands with Seasons. I don't know if you've seen them on the David Letterman show a long time ago now, a few years ago. But if you haven't seen that, you should watch it because it's great. Like, it's the thing. I mean, you almost certainly have seen it, but the thing is, when David Letterman comes on after it, oh man, he's so thrilled by it. I'll see if I can find it, because he's so, like, he just comes on and he like can't quite believe what he's seen, you know, because the guy goes all out, oh, I've been way over it. And he also he dances in an interesting way. And hang on, here we go. So it was from 2008. So it's from 2014. Hang on. It's buffering. Here comes Letterman. Here comes Letterman. Right, hang on. Here we go.
Buddy, come on! Hey, thank you very much. Nice going. How about that? I'll take all of that you got. Future Island.
I love that. I'll take all of that you got. That's a great thing to say after a song. Also, for the record, I really enjoyed Paul de Jong Embowelment. I really liked it, and then the screaming started, and I got the giggles. But according to a friend of mine, at the end they were screaming something about that was potentially rude. So I'm really sorry if you had to explain a rude phrase to a child or an elderly parent or just a sort of very timid and cosseted 43-year-old. Basically, I'm sorry if my eclectic music jam choice has backed you into a corner profanity-wise. I can only apologise. I've still not had me coffee, guys. I'm just buzzing on me wet backside. Wet bottom update, nearly dry. So the energy's going to dip because as soon as this moisture is soaked into my butt, my vibe's going to dive. It's a real vibe diver. That's not how you get piles, is it? By having a wet bottom. No, it's not. It's not, Daniel. That's a myth. Thank you, Daniel. So this next song is by Charles Watson. Charles Watson is from Slow Club. And everyone likes Slow Club, don't they? Yes, they do, actually. Anyone who doesn't like Slow Club doesn't like Slow Club yet. Huh? Or anymore. Either way, but this is from an album called Now That I'm a River, and the song is called No Fanfare. Haven't heard it. Could go either way. Also, it's 5 minutes 27 seconds long, so if there's people screaming about sticking things up their arseholes at the end, it's going to be absolutely magical. Good luck, everyone. 5 minutes 27. I'm going to make me cough. Depending on if it's good, I'll go into other songs. If it's awful, then I'll come back on after it and we'll have a chat, okay? Oh, yes, please. Oh, I like that. I like it. I like that song a lot. That is You, Jane by The Wedding Present. And before that was Brown Sugar by The Rolling Stones. Think of all the things that have happened to that song over the years. You know, isn't it interesting? Anyone Else But You before that by The Mouldy Peaches. Before that was David Byrne and St. Vincent with Weekend in the Dust. Before that was Gold Canary by Cloud Control. Interestingly... and it is interesting, actually. When I was listening to Gold Canary just then, I was making myself a cough, and it reminded me. I had a memory of being at a coffee place in Sydney called Alchemy, where they did a carbonated cold brew. It was the first one of those I'd had, actually. And anyway, just a really strong memory invoked by that song, because I was listening to it a lot around that time in my life and drinking coffee. Oh, I think I may have gone in too hard with the word interestingly, actually. Still, throwback Thursday, isn't it? So you'll have to think about the past. And then Futurist Friday, Sit Down Saturday, Sit Down Sunday, Sit Down Monday, Sit Down Tuesday, Sit Down Wednesday, then Throwback Thursday and Futurist Friday. And then we're back at the start. It's 8:47 and 16 seconds. I can tell that from the computer. And it is, what day is it? Oh, I genuinely forgotten what day it was then, in spite of my solid gold riff on Throwback Thursday. Thursday is bin day at my house. Oh, God, I'll tell you something for absolute gratis. I hate putting the bins out. Yeah? I don't mind you knowing that about me, but don't try not to use it against me. Right, let's have some more. Let's have some more music, because it appears that I have nothing of value to say. I've got some. Oh yeah, so this is. I'm going to play. I'll play this and then we'll see how we go. So that's Julia Jacklin with Don't Let the Kids Win. Before that was I've Been Fine by TT, which is apparently a side project by Teresa Wayman, is it? Teresa Wayman from Warpaint. Anyway, so that's largely it. I'm going to play one more song. Wet Bottom Update. My bottom's now officially dry, but my feet are wet and cold, which I hadn't noticed. And now I have. So it's going to be a real kick in the tip of a day. I hope you have a nice Thursday. Tomorrow is the last one of these. And I think I might renege on the no repeats rule and make it all repeats. And we'll see how we go with that. But this is John Grant with You and Him. And that'll be that. Goodbye. Be safe. Be kind. Be firm. Be cool. Be nice. Be nice twice.